Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. As your guest host today, I'm Luigi Ferri, joining you from Germany. A tip of the hat to Jeffrey Tefferdiller for this wonderful platform. Should our conversation spark interest, my LinkedIn profile link awaits in the description. Today, we delve into the heart of ITIL 4, the service catalog. This is our map to navigate the wide array of services and offerings available. It's designed with a clear purpose to serve as a bridge between the service provider and the customer, ensuring transparency and understanding. Let's examine three compelling advantages of a well-crafted service catalog. Firstly, it's about clarity. Like a well-organized library, a service catalog makes it easy for customers to find what they need without a hint of confusion. This straightforward access increases satisfaction and saves time for everyone involved. Secondly, we talk accuracy. The catalog ensures that what's promised is what's delivered. It keeps everyone on the same page, literally. This accuracy breeds trust and sets expectations, forming a solid foundation for customer relationships. Thirdly, it empowers choice. By presenting services in an organized manner, we give power to the customer to make informed decisions. And with the power comes responsibility. Customers can choose wisely, aligning their needs with our offerings. As leaders, we must champion the vitality of the service catalog. It's our responsibility to ensure it reflects the prowess and promise of our services. Guide your teams to curate and maintain it, not as a static document, but as a living portal that grows with your offerings. As we wrap up, ponder this. In a digital age, teeming with options, is our service catalog merely a list, or is it the compass by which we navigate customer excellence? Does it lead the way or simply follow along? I encourage you, my peers in ITSM and IT security, to wield this tool not just with competence, but with a vision. For conversations that may arise or insights you wish to share, I'm just a LinkedIn message away. Until then, lead with intent, serve with passion. Bye.